Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time is 8 hours. The main news bulletin is up next.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You've been waiting all year, planning, training for this one thing. The 18th edition of the Absa Cup is here. In the football stands, we stand as one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on SuperSport, DSTV, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket.
Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. Consultant reports progress in avocado mining's environmental compliance following sulfur dioxide pollution. Energy expert calls for probe into rising ethanol smuggling into Zambia. China's economy grows by 5.4% in the first quarter as trade war with Trump escalates. To present the news, I'm Lusubilo Gondwe. A consulting firm, L-Twin Consultants, contracted by Avocado Mining to assess the environmental impact of pollution caused by the company in Kalulushi District on the Copperbelt last month, has reported steady progress in aligning operations with mining regulatory frameworks. Government, through the Mine Safety Department, had earlier suspended operations at Avocado Mining following sulfur dioxide emissions that polluted nearby communities, including Mugala and Kalulushi West. L-Twin Consultants Environmental and Social Management Consultant, Mwelwa Musosha, however, says the company has taken a notable step of producing a desulfurizer or scrubber designed to trap excess sulfuric acid emissions. Mr. Musosha explains that another key intervention is the complete overhaul of the company's environmental department, including the recruitment of qualified staff mandated to oversee and manage environmental compliance. He has also disclosed to Phoenix News that Avocado Mining has begun sourcing low sulfur content material, a move expected to significantly reduce sulfur emissions from its operations while taking a proactive approach in implementing comprehensive environmental management systems.
In terms of environmental management, the company now is deep into establishing an environmental management system, a holistic overhaul of the system to ensure it complies with regulatory requirements. So, starting from employing personnel that looks at environmental and social issues to the development of policies within the company and allocating the budget to environmental and social issues, number one. Number two, the company has procured a desulfurizer or a scrubber so as to trap some of the carbon, the sulfur dioxide.
Energy expert Dr. Johnston Chikwanda has called for a thorough investigation into the rising trend of ethanol smuggling in Zambia and has urged authorities to determine if the substance is being diverted to the fuel industry for blending with petrol to produce biofuel and later sold to unsuspecting motorists. This follows the continued interception of smuggled ethanol by the Zambia Revenue Authority, with the latest being the interception of an interlinked truck carrying 160 drums of smuggled ethanol, representing a revenue loss of 1.6 million kwacha. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Chikwanda has emphasized the need to identify the final destination of the smuggled ethanol to implement targeted measures that will make illicit trade less profitable and attractive. He has expressed concern over the increasing frequency of ethanol smuggling cases intercepted by ZRA over the past 5 years, involving millions of kwacha in potential losses. Dr. Chikwanda has warned that the trend suggests the presence of a sophisticated and deeply entrenched white-collar criminal network, similar to the fuel smuggling activities that were widespread before reforms improved fuel supply chain integration. He believes a significant amount of ethanol may be entering the country illegally for unregulated blending with fuel, posing a serious risk to vehicle engines, and may also be diverted to the pharmaceutical or beverage industries for the production of cheap alcoholic drinks commonly called tujilijili.
This trend is pointing to a much bigger and entrenched cartelism of white-collar criminal activities bearing a semblance of fuel smuggling, which was rampant in Zambia before introduction of reforms which enhanced the integrity of the Zambian fuel supply chain. It is highly possible that significant amount of ethanol could be entering Zambia illegally. To this end, while commending ZRA for a sterling job they are doing, there is need to investigate what is driving this trend and establish whether the ethanol is going to the fuels space to blend with petrol and form biofuels, which is later sold to unsuspecting motorists.
Economist Michelo Maunga has downplayed the direct impact of the recently imposed U.S. tariffs on Zambian exports, citing minimal trade volumes between the two countries. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Maunga states that Zambia conducts significantly more trade with Asian nations, particularly China, with other primary trading partners largely within Africa and Europe. Mr. Maunga explains that the new U.S. tariffs, which have increased to 14% on Zambian goods, are unlikely to cause major disruptions to the country's trade performance due to the low volume of exports to the U.S. market. However, he has identified a potential opportunity, noting that the ongoing trade tensions between the U.S. and China could work in Zambia's favor, especially in the export of agricultural products, once China looks to diversify its trade partnerships in response to the conflict. Meanwhile, Mr. Maunga is concerned about the broader economic implications of the U.S.-China trade war, warning that a potential recession in the U.S. should not be taken lightly, as it could have ripple effects across global markets, including Zambia, particularly through a potential decline in international copper prices.
We trade more with Asia, so in Asia that's China, Singapore, those countries. And then outside of Asia, then it's mostly Africa, a few in Europe. So our trade with the U.S. is negligible. Even that's why the tariffs that the U.S. imposed on Zambia, I think it should be 14% or 14%, but it's not that high. So in terms of from the American side, we may not be affected as much. Actually, it may work to our benefit, because there is a possibility that China can begin to look to Zambia for products. So for instance, agricultural products like soybeans, China imports quite a bit of soy products.
The Department of National Parks and Wildlife has disclosed that Zambia recorded a total of 2,166 human wildlife conflict cases in the first quarter of 2025, resulting in 14 human deaths and the control of 33 animals. The department director, Dominic Chanda, notes that although the situation remains concerning, the rate of increase in cases has slowed, largely due to recent rains that have improved the availability of water and forage. Mr. Chinda has expressed optimism that The adequate rainfall received this season will lead to a gradual decline in human-wildlife conflict incidents as the year progresses. He has also disclosed that the ministry, through its planning and information section, is developing new assessment tools to enhance monitoring and evaluation of human-wildlife conflicts across the country.
The current trend in the country is that for the first quarter of 2025, we received a total of 2,000.